This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
This bill is the biggest step forward on climate ever, ever.
The net of this net zero nonsense is that Americans will be poorer and far less competitive in world markets.
We're behind the rest of our class, and we're going to catch up to them by going slower than they are. Cuckoo!
Is that really what we want?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The great and original champion of our party, Abraham Lincoln, was defeated in elections for the Senate and the House before he won the most important election of all.
She's not Lincoln.
67 years ago, I was broke, but now I'm the president.
And tonight, Harriet Hageman has received the most votes in this primary. She won. This primary election is over.
So long, farewell, our leaders, and good night.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Just got a text from Superior Automotive in Reading. They're open every day from 8 to 5. We just turned in about 200 to 250 signatures to Jim Lyons last Friday, but we are still collecting more. Come on down. And, you know, that's Superior Automotive in Reading. If you want to go to see where you can sign up for the to put it on the ballot, a referendum question on November 8th. Whether or not illegal aliens should have a chance to get a driver's license in Massachusetts, go to fairandsecurema.com, fairandsecurema.com. Grace and I will be at Cape Gunworks on Friday from noon until 6, and you can sign up down there. But there's plenty of places to sign up before then, and you don't have to wait until Friday. You can sign up a lot of places tonight. Check it out. Like Boyle's Body Works in Arlington. Justin's been doing a hell of a job. He's open till 7 o'clock tonight, and he's open every 7 to 7 every day, and Saturday 7 to noon. I'm just looking down all these places. Shooting Supply in Westport, Trinity Optical in Framingham. All these places you can get, all sorts of places. So check it out. There's no excuse, and the more signatures we got, the less likely it's going to be that they're going to be able to throw us off the ballot. I don't think they're going to be able to throw us off, but you know, it's better safe than sorry. Look what they did in LA. You know, I mean, how outrageous is that? And the beautiful people were promoting that, and they still got tossed off. There are not too many beautiful people involved in this campaign. I can say that personally. And I can speak for many of the people here at the VIPs. 844. There may be a few beautiful people, but not many. 844-500-4242. We're talking about the fentanyl and how it's coming across the border, and the Democrats just don't care at all. 401 says, I do non-emergency medical transportation for a living. I drive many addicts for their methadone every day. The vast majority are not afraid of fentanyl at all. It's crazy. I mean, look at all these. You know, they're making a big deal, these two guys and the two brothers dove off the Jaws Bridge in Martha's Vineyard and got killed. I mean, it's a terrible story, and they never should have been doing it, and it's unfortunate. But, I mean, how many more people are dying of fentanyl than are from stupid, drunken stunts like jumping off of bridges? I mean, look at – there was the place down in Florida, the football players went down there and like they all overdosed. They just went down. They were just down there on a spring break or something. None of them died, but they were all taken to the emergency room in suburban Denver. You had this, working class Hispanic neighborhood. I think five people died, five young people, all in their 20s. They were just gone. You have politicians dying, you know, local municipal politicians, one in a city south of Boston. He and his wife died. They left a couple of orphans. I mean, it's just terrible what's happening. And they don't care. It's made in China, and it's brought across by these drug cartels. And they're all illegal aliens, and they get on the bus, and they go to New York, and they get free hotel rooms. I mean, what is wrong here? 844-500-4242. We're going to talk more about this CDC, this admission that they totally screwed up. They didn't put it in quite those words, but I'm translating it into English for you. But we'll take a, we got a couple of calls and want to talk about other things, and then we'll switch back to the CDC. I got a lot of stories to read, and we tweeted out a really, really good story about the original report last week and, you know, admitting that they were wrong and changing everything. By the way, the White House physician that's in charge of COVID, he had, guess what he admitted today? Social distancing doesn't mean, didn't mean squat. Thanks for the bulletin. Like we didn't all know that from the moment it was imposed. But you know, the, you remember all those things on the floor of every public building in the world? Oh, don't go down. I remember when they started taking those things down, they, the guy say he was, I had to go to this. I think I was getting one of my IVs. And in Dedham, and the guy was had a big razor, and he was scraping it off. And I said, "Can I shake your hand?" That was last summer. I was so happy. Andy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Andy.
Hey, Howie, you missed a nickname for Liz Cheney.
What's that?
Lynch Mob Liz.
I like Lincoln better than Lynch. I understand what you're saying, Andy. But Lynch Mob, there's so many good ones. Lame Duck Liz is a good one too for the until January anyway. It's just she's just so bad. And you know the thing is when she, you don't talk about your own courage. It's like you don't talk about being a tough guy. You don't talk about being smart. If you're fishing for a compliment, let someone else deliver it. You know. It doesn't really matter if you say you're courageous or smart or whatever. You got to wait for somebody else to do it. It's just, oh, she's just the worst. And again, her father, what was he? Why did he let her go out and make that stupid speech last night? And she's still, you know, just she thinks all people care about is Trump. Cut one. Play. Can you play cut one, Taylor?
No House seat, no office in this land is more important than the principles that we are all sworn to protect. And I well understood the potential political consequences of abiding by my duty. Our republic relies upon the goodwill of all candidates for office to accept honorably the outcome of elections.
Like Hillary Clinton did.
And tonight, Harriet Hageman has received the most votes in this primary. She won. I called her to concede the race. This primary election is over. But now the real work begins.
I love that. What's she been doing for the last 4 or 6 years? 6 years, right? Now the real work begins? By the way, too. You know how long you have to spend in Congress to, for your pension to vest? 6 years. Six, just, it's just the three terms, six, one term in the Senate, three terms in the House. So she's vested. Now, again, not that it means much to her because she's already got 33 million and she'll soon have 100 million, but she's going to have the kiss in the mail now when the time comes. I remember that's when the you know, people always, they're always desperate to get that third term. You know, because that's the end of the line for him. Claire, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Claire.
Oh, hey, Howie. Oh, my God, what a great day. I woke up this morning. I heard the news about Liz Cheney.
You didn't stay up,
so
Claire?
Excited.
Even if you go to bed early, that was last night was a night to stay up a little later than normal.
Heard it, but still I woke up because usually every morning I wake up with a little pain in my belly from all the bad news. But this morning it was great. But guess what? It was in Wyoming, not in Massachusetts. I'm sorry.
I know.
Anyway,
we win sometimes. I will, let's just feel good Everybody get out and sign the petition, and we'll get it onto the ballot, and then we'll worry about the fall. We'll worry about the primary. We'll worry about the fall. But we got to get out there. That'll be a victory for us. You got to take, one day at a time, one small step, et cetera, et cetera. Thanks for the call, Claire. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Hello. Yeah. Today in Newark, the statue, Columbus, the statue was destroyed with a construction. The mayor of Newark destroyed the I don't know why are you doing this?
What are they going to replace it with? A statue of Dutch Schultz? Or a statue of Dutch, your dog?
Yes. I don't care. But why we cater to black people and 100 million black people walking back and forth seeing Columbus for many, many years, 80, 90 years, seeing Columbus back and forth.
Is it for black people, Mr. Garcia, or is it just the fact that he enslaved the Native American, quote-unquote, population? Isn't that what it's, and it's all about, it's an anti-colonialism too, isn't it? By the way, Mr. Garcia, why doesn't the mayor destroyed Newark, just like all the other mayors destroyed the cities over COVID-19. Is he going to issue an apology for all this stuff now that the CDC has said they were full of it for all these years?
Yeah, and then we had lockdown on Monday.
I remember that.
Every store, we say, no, on a Monday, we want everything shut. Damn.
Be Still Monday. And I still remember you telling me about that. Be Still Monday. Is Be Still Monday over? Is it Go Crazy over. Monday now in Newark?
It's over. But let me tell you, people have to join together, black and white. Everybody has to join together and love and care people. But a lot of the racist people, you don't want to join us.
They're getting rid of Columbus everywhere. You know, they got rid of there used to be a nice statue of him in the north end of Boston, which is the traditional Italian neighborhood, and they took it down. They chopped off its head, and then they vandalized it, and then they took it away and put it in a warehouse somewhere. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen. I don't understand it. What are they afraid of? What do they? I know they're insane. That's the question. Thanks, Mr. Garcia. Let me. It's Mr. Garcia's theme song. We come back. We're going to talk about the CDC and their mea culpa, so to speak. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show will be back in a bit. The paperboy is going to make a few edits on his latest Herald column.
You want to break into my kind of racket? This is the lousiest game there is. You can risk your hide to get a good shot, and the city desk may stick it on page 10, if it's used at all.
Every time you turn around, expect to see me. There's one time you'll turn around and I'll be there.
The Howie Carr Show.
Savor every last bite of the season with HelloFresh. From family-friendly to fit and wholesome to veggie, HelloFresh has over 55 weekly options delivered right to your door. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie16 and use code Howie16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes plus 3 free gifts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What should Trump's nickname for Liz Cheney be if she runs for president in 2024? Lincoln Project Liz, Loser Liz, Daddy's Girl, or Miss Piggy?
Miss Piggy, I'm sticking with it. Even though it's losing. For the second day in a row, I'm on the losing end of the poll question.
It's not in completely last place. 15% say Miss Piggy, 12% say Lincoln Project Liz, which was your creation. That's in last place.
Isn't it pretty good? I think it's pretty... Lincoln,
it's not bad.
Lincoln Project, you know, she thinks she's Abraham Lincoln, so let's make her Lincoln Project.
Daddy's Girl at 17% and Loser Liz, 56%.
If her name was Polly, we could call her Pedo Project Polly. All right, 844-500-4242. So this was in the Federalist today. We told you about the story in the brownstone.org or wherever it was. We tweeted that one out. But this is another story today. While we're on the subject of defunding federal agencies, don't forget the CDC. Among the new provisions included in the guidelines are recommendations to largely end mass asymptomatic testing of individuals with no known exposure to the virus, as well as calls for those exposed to COVID-19 to wear a mask for 10 days and get tested on day 5 rather than quarantine. Most noteworthy in these CDC's new guidelines, however, is the tacit admission by the agency that any individual, regardless of vaccination status, can still get and spread COVID. But that's not what Brandon said. He said exactly the opposite. Can I hear it again, Taylor? I know I keep requesting it over and over again. This is totally inoperative.
The various shots that people are getting now cover that. You're okay. You're not gonna get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
One of the signers of the Great Barrington Declaration said the ending of mass asymptomatic testing is a big deal, though it comes a full 2 years too late. And this is what he tweeted out. If your child is going on a field trip and has no symptoms and is forced to test, make sure you let the authorities know they are violating CDC guidelines. That's really a good point. 844-500-4242. Zebra, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Zebra.
Hey, Howie, did you hear the post office has canceled its CDC commemorative stamp?
Is that a joke?
It seems the focus groups were conflicted about which side to spit on.
Hey, did you hear the joke about COVID, Zebra?
Tell me.
You won't get it. I've used that
one. Wasn't that funny, Zebra?
I don't know. I laughed pretty hard. Todd Berry told me that one at Moby Dick about a year and a half ago, and I about fell off the chair. I think it's so ridiculous. But you know, the thing is, Zebra, think of the havoc it created. I mean, we all came through it semi-unscathed, but a lot of people, their lives were literally ruined. Some people, you know, the people walking around or riding around in their cars by themselves wearing a mask, I would say they're mentally ill. There's no need to do that. That's like, John Lennon was having a drinking problem and a drug problem in the 70s, and he wore a tampon on his head. Remember that? There were stories about it at the time. How is it different? It's the same thing. Except these people, I don't think are on drugs, although maybe they are. This is the great Barrington Declaration. This is what it said. The results of the lockdowns include lower childhood vaccination rates, worsening cardiovascular disease outcomes, fewer cancer screenings, and deteriorating mental health, leading to greater excess mortality in years to come, with the working class and younger members of society carrying the heaviest burden. And they wanted to shut them down. Fauci said, we have to shut them down. And now we knew it was true when it was said. Even if you're not a public health professional, you knew it just from your own experience. And now the CDC has admitted it. Where do we go to get our apologies? Our reparations? I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studio.
She said things, WikiLeaks, that just came out. And she lied. Now she's blaming the lie on the late, great Abraham Lincoln. That's one that I haven't... Okay, Honest Abe. Honest Abe never lied. That's the good thing. That's the big difference between Abraham Lincoln and you.
Hillary.
That's a big, big difference. We're talking about some difference.
No kidding. Don't get much bigger of a difference than Hillary Clinton and Abraham Lincoln. All right, Brandon Bucks, you need money to get through this terrible economic period that we're living in. And so we are giving you the chance to win $50 a day from my show and from Grace's show. We call it Brandon Bucks. And all you have to do to enter the contest to win, no obligation, just go to HowieCarshow.com. Check out the store while you're there and check out the Howie's homework and the columns and all that stuff. But mainly go to HowieCarshow.com and enter your email address, and you will be entered to win a $50 prize each weekday from my show and from Grace's show. HowieCarshow.com. Click on just enter your email address, and you're entered to win. For as long as your email address is on the on our list, you're entered to win. Time now to announce today's winner from my show. Congratulations, Mary from Peabody. You have won $50 in Brandon Bucks for gas from Howie and Grace. Look for an email from store at Howie Car Show with instructions on how to claim your prize. If you want $50 for gas or anything else from Howie and Grace, go to HowieCarShow.com and sign up right now for a chance to win $50 in gas money. 844-500-4242. 508 says, I had to step away from my radio. Could you please explain what the Barrington Declaration is? It's called the Great Barrington Declaration. And it was signed by it says dozens here on the Federalist, but it's actually thousands of medical professionals in October of 2020. And it called for an end to the COVID lockdowns that produced, quote, devastating effects on short and long-term public health. And they tried to cancel all the people who organized it, literally tried to get them fired, taken off social media. And Fauci and Francis Collins were, we later got their emails talking about how they wanted to shut them down. And they were telling the truth. And now the CDC has admitted that everything in the Great Barrington Declaration was in fact truthful. And what the CDC and Brandon and Dr. Fauci were saying was nonsense. And they announced, they put out this turgid paper, written in bureaucratese, like a monograph. They put that out Thursday and it just kind of percolated and it's got a little bit of publicity as the days went on. And today, Dr. Rochelle Walensky had a Zoom conference with her agency, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, telling them that they're going to have to reset the whole agency up because of all the screw ups that they made. And it's just amazing that it's not dominating all the newscasts. And I know there's a lot of news with the border disaster and the inflation conflagration act and Liz Cheney and everything else and the raid on Mar-a-Lago. But this is big news. They wrecked the society. They wrecked the world for nothing. This is from the Federalist. The sudden about-face from the CDC, which for 2 years has relentlessly pushed mass testing, lockdowns, and vaccines as solutions to ending the pandemic, comes on the heels of recent comments by former White House COVID response coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx, who during an interview on Fox News admitted that she knew earlier in the pandemic that jabs were not going to protect against infection. Too bad she didn't tell Brandon. I think we overplayed the vaccines and it made people then worry that it's not going to protect against severe disease and hospitalization, she said. Despite knowing as early as April 2021 that the shots didn't stop COVID transmission, Biden wildly overstepped his authority in September 2021 by unconstitutionally mandating private businesses with 100 workers or more to force their employees to get the COVID jab or face a fine of $14,000 per violation. The order also extended to all federal workers as well as, quote, employees of federal contractors and Americans employed by a healthcare facility receiving Medicare or Medicaid funding. While the U.S. Supreme Court ultimately struck down Biden's illegal edict, the point remains. Until last Thursday, the CDC and the federal government have falsely maintained that the transmissibility of COVID was different for the vaccinated and unvaccinated. With such irrational, illogical rationale being used by businesses and school districts throughout the country to force COVID vaccines on millions of unwilling Americans, it raises the question as to how many citizens lost their jobs and livelihoods as a result of this fictitious quote-unquote science. How many got sick from taking the vaccines, too? I mean, that's another significant question, is it not? Moreover, how many of the approximately 3,400 U.S. servicemen and women discharged from the military for refusing the jab will be given an apology and have their positions restored, given the CDC's newly discovered science? Given what the CDC has put this country through for the past 2 years, but it's the politicians were involved too. They were just taking the politicians love this. You know, even if Trump weren't the president, they loved being able to issue these draconian edicts and to push people around. You know, it's what Lord Acton said famously, power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely. And this is an example of it. Look at Charlie Parker. Look at how much glee and pleasure he got from shutting everything down.
There's a lot at stake here.
Shut up. I thought destroying the economy with COVID was going to be his great accomplishment. It probably still is, but he's going to come close with what he's doing with the tea. I mean, can you imagine what it's going to be like in Boston once all these lines shut down?
You're a loser.
No, I'm not. You're a loser.
You're a loser.
Given what the CDC has put the country through these past 2 years with its faulty policies and lack of transparencies regarding the potential risks associated with the jab, the agency should not only be publicly shamed for its conduct, it should be defunded and disbanded. This is the Federalist. Much like the corruption that has plagued agencies like the FBI, which has repeatedly abused its power to target political opponents, the CDC has shown itself to be a highly inept organization incapable of providing accurate information to the public and keeping politics out of its decision-making processes. I guess it's, you know, I don't know, it's pretty bad to have a corrupt national police force, but the CDC, probably over the last 2 years anyway, did more damage to the country than the FBI did, believe it or not. That's saying a lot, isn't it? David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, real quick. I just went to the dentist a week ago, and I was made to feel like Typhoid Mary when I walked in the office. I didn't have a mask on, and, oh, that was the end of the world. I had to have a mask. I could be infectious and blah, blah, blah. I walked 10 feet into the examination room to have my teeth cleaned, and the mask came off. So where's the borderline of where I'm dangerous and where I'm not dangerous?
Well, obviously, you weren't dangerous at any point, David, as they're now admitting, right?
Right, right.
I wonder so, though, if your dental office is going to change their policy now that the CDC has said it's okay.
They keep telling me they have to enforce the mask because of the health people that tell them they have to, but they won't tell me exactly who the health people are.
I don't know. I think there used to be this great coffee shop I used to walk to. Gunnar was still alive. I would walk with Gunnar to the coffee shop. We'd sit outside, a whole bunch of us, different, all kinds of different people. The coffee shop's gone. There was a nice bakery that was, again, within walking distance, a little further away, but it was a great bakery. I would walk to it on the weekends with the mailroom manager. It's gone. The Eastern Standard, I used to like going there. We used to broadcast from there before the Red Sox games. A great restaurant in Kenmore Square. It's gone. Hey, is there anybody in Massachusetts that didn't lose something? You know, that didn't have some place that you liked go out of business? You know, all these churches were shut down for months and years. One reason why it's been, you know, it's been more of a hassle to get these signatures is, before COVID, we used to get like a lot of the signatures after church on Sunday, but the people that go to church, the church going population has been so reduced, people got out of the habit of going to church. You know, maybe they watch on Zoom or something, or I don't know, but it's a lot harder to get signatures now. I mean, everything changed. How about all the sports events that were gone for 2 years? All the traditional rivalries, like in my area, Wellesley Needham. You know, they didn't play that game for a couple of years. And then they, and then when they played it and Wellesley won and everybody piled on, they had to send out these hysterical missives to all the parents. Oh, we're so sorry. There was a celebration in the middle of the field after the game. Oh. For what? For what? So you can get rid of Donald Trump? Is that what it came down to? That's my suspicion. 844-500-4242. 619. My aunt died during the height of the panic. Given draconian lockdown here in California, we had to delay the funeral. And when we finally had a service, it had to be graveside, not at her local parish. Less than 10 people could attend, and the pallbearers were all members of the ground crews. It was an absolute disgrace, but I won't be expecting an apology anytime soon from the hacks in Sacramento and the CDC. How about at the nursing homes? Remember you see the pictures in the nursing homes, you know, that they couldn't see their grandkids anymore. They couldn't go out to, you know, do anything. They're just stuck in these little rooms. And they were dropping off because, you know, they had no reason to subsist, to live on. They would hold up these, you see the little, you remember the signs? Let us out? Like they were in prison. And why? Why was this necessary? And again, Burke says they knew it was all BS. And the people that signed the Great Barrington Declaration were begging them to stop this nonsense. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Oh, yeah, a couple things about Dr. Fauci. I know you know this already, but it's worth repeating. You know, Fauci was not, it was against the law for him to continue the gain of function research. That's why he funded it to go on in China, and he taught the Chinese how to do the gain of function research, which Dr. Kevin Esfald at MIT said was civilization ending research. It's still going on, Howie. And the thing is, they allowed the Chinese allowed the jets to come here with the virus on it. So even if it was a leak, they allowed those jets to come here. Fauci knew that the virus was human engineered.
And David, do you remember when Trump shut down the flights from China and they said it was racism and xenophobia and all the Democrats wanted it to go on? And de Blasio said keep taking the subways and coming into Times Square to go to the movies and the Broadway plays. Remember all that, David? And Pelosi went to a New Year's party in Chinatown. And if they ever apologized?
Not once. Why is the research still going on now? It's civilization-ending research. Fauci lied to us, and he's continuing.
I know. Everybody remembers Jurassic Park, right? The movie and the book. And you read it or you watch it, you say, this is a hell of a movie. Thank God nothing like this could ever happen in real life. And what is the difference? 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Now they're talking about it on Fox. It's 6:50 almost. Why was this on at the top of the hour? 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Fighting the fake news, one former Democrat stenographer with a press pass at a time. It's Howie Carr.
These high school boys and girls are having a hop at the local soda fountain, innocent of a new and deadly menace lurking behind closed doors.
Howie Carr.
617 says, I think this is a setup. He knows I have more news. Captain, any news on Monica Cannon Grant? You know, she had the BLM franchise here, and now she's under indictment for multiple corruption accounts, et cetera, stealing money. Yes, her lawyer today has asked for permission for her to file for unemployment as she awaits trial. Unemployment? She was running a racketeering enterprise, according to the feds.
Y'all trying to clock what I'm doing. And you're monitoring, because the DA's office gave me a $6,000 grant.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, y'all are monitoring $6,000. I spent $20,000 in the month of August. You don't get it.
Mm.
Off of grassroots fundraising, helping women, paying light bills, paying rent, paying for abortions.
Why don't you grassroots fundraise instead of taking some more money out of my pocket? She's awaiting trial. And by the way, I mentioned this on the crossover with Grace. She has a lawyer, a guy named Goldstein. He's a private lawyer, her defense lawyer. Her husband, who's also indicted, he's an MBTA hack, or he was, he's got a public defender. Now, you know, I'm a married guy. I mean, I thought that when you're married, you pooled your financial resources. How does one spouse have a private lawyer and the other spouse have a public defender? Can someone explain that to me? It's one of the many things that I don't understand anymore. Life has just moved on beyond me. Could me and the mailroom manager get that if we were indicted? I don't think so. 844-500-4242. Linda, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Linda.
Thank you, Howie. You know what concerns me are the 15 million students in colleges, universities, and junior colleges that we require to get the two COVID shots plus the booster. No college in the country would take them without
right.
that.
I know.
Our poor 18 to 23-year-olds were required to do that. They were sequestered in their rooms.
Yeah.
They couldn't go around the campus. The parents couldn't visit them, even when they were sick.
I know. At places like Amherst College, where it costs $70,000, $80,000 a year, it was like you were in solitary confinement. It was like 30 days in the hole, you know? You're right. And I think a lot of these colleges, most of them probably still have vaccination requirements to come back to school this for the fall semester. Thanks for the call, Linda. Steve.
Days in the hole.
Steve, you're next. Quickly, Steve.
It just dawned on me that the election rigging is just as bad a scandal as Harvey Epstein. It's toxic. It's radioactive. Nobody wants to go near it. But when Giuliani gets his case, all of this might come out in discovery.
I don't think so, Steve. I think the fix is in here. It's just it's really amazing though. You know, all Rudy needed to do when he went before the grand jury today in Atlanta was say, "I identify as Stacey Abrams." She still thinks she's the governor down there. If she's an election denier, what's the difference between Rudy and Stacey Abrams? Thanks for the call, Steve. Have a good time, VIPs.
Yay!
I'm Howie Carr.